who was at one time with the local mills and went to Baltimore as vice president and general manager. And then he was succeeded here by Mr. B.G. And those two men possibly have had the greatest impact on the religious and education life of the community because of the contributions that the mill made to the churches and the schools. But there's one thing that has always distinguished the fact that they made financial contributions and contributed a great deal of leadership. They didn't attempt to influence any of the thinking so far as the school board, the churches, and so forth were concerned. So that's men like that. Those are as far back as I remember. But now in recent years, the mill has gradually withdrawn its support from the schools and religious organizations in the community. They still support them morally and so forth, but financially. They do not support them as they did at one time, simply because I think if the situation demanded, they would come back with financial support, but the state and the city has gotten in position to support better educational opportunities. Mm-hmm. But this community has done a remarkable job with its youth for the last 50 years. Regardless of what type of people you have, unless you provide educational opportunities, they can't develop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that has been the major impact on this community has been the leadership that the community has provided in the two aspects of it, the religious and educational life of the community.
Okay. Is there any, are there any colleges or universities? Well, I know there's Auburn, which is about 25 miles away.
Right. We have junior college and trade schools buses that operate through our community every day. They can go to the Atlantic City Junior College with transportation furnished. They go to the one side of town, they can go to the vocational school in Opelika, and the other, this side of town, they go to the vocational school in Montgomery. Vocational school is about 35 miles from here, and junior college about 35 miles from here. Good evening.
Okay. If you get up, if a man has to work, start working just as the sun comes up, you might say he started to work at
sun up.
Okay. Okay. What time did the sun rise this morning? You might say the sun.
Sun rose at a certain time.
Okay. If you were a little late getting to work this morning, when you started out, where you might say the sun had already...
Sun had risen.
Okay. And then you might say, I saw the sun...
Set or rise, which one you have?
If you worked until the sun went out of sight, you might say work until